This is a Fox News alert. A pedestrian bridge comes crashing down in Florida. I'm Lisa Brady. It was still under construction, a bridge being built over an 8-lane highway near Florida International University, designed to help save lives. But it collapsed onto the highway and pedestrians below.
My friend's sister called me. Her brother, my childhood friend, he was crossing as the bridge was coming down and it hit him.
Multiple deaths and injuries reported, but no numbers confirmed just yet. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more live.
Lisa, this 950-ton pedestrian bridge wasn't expected to be completed until next year to connect Florida International to the nearby town of Sweetwater. The section of the structure that fell in an expedited procedure was put together on the side of the road, then swung into place just this past Saturday. The Florida Highway Patrol reporting several fatalities at the scene. Again, nothing confirmed as of yet. Florida's Governor Rick Scott making his way to the area to be updated by Miami-Dade police and first responders. FIU saying in a statement, it's shocked and saddened by this accident, Lisa.
In Grinnell, the NTSB is sending a team to the scene. The White House monitoring the event says the president has been briefed. They're offering any support needed to local officials. The White House says Russia has a choice to make after new U.S. sanctions over election meddling and other cyber attacks.
They're going to have to decide whether or not they want to be a good actor or a bad actor. I think you can see from the actions that we've taken up until this point, we're going to be tough on Russia until they decide to change their behavior.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders, President Trump also joining the leaders of France, Germany and the UK today, blaming Russia for the nerve agent poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. Russia still denies it and is said to be planning retaliatory moves. Wall Street, the Dow up 115 points at the closing bell. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I love sunny days till they shine on the rug that never recovered from the incident. Need a style refresh? Get it at Gordman's. Find what you need for your home, family, and life with no damage to your wallet. Gordman's had their own refresh, and the biggest surprise is the best kind of sticker shock. With new deliveries each week, I discover something unique and exciting every time I shop, and the deals are amazing. Plus, with G Rewards, I earn points with every dollar I spend, so I can save even more. Gordman's, bigger deals, smaller prices.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros money every day. And this week, we're saving pros even more during our Pro Spring Black Friday event on their favorite Irwin tools, like an Irwin Quick Grip 4-Pack for just $24.98. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit card. So, pro, now that you know, let's get started. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for more details. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
There's word that Miami police plan a briefing at this hour on what's believed to be a deadly pedestrian bridge collapse near Florida International University. The bridge was being built to help better connect that campus with the city of Sweetwater across an 8-lane highway. There have been reports of multiple deaths and injuries, but no numbers confirmed yet. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders a short time ago saying the president is aware.
We will continue to monitor the situation closely and offer whatever support is needed to the local officials and community.
The NTSB is sending a team of investigators to the scene. Ram pickups are being recalled to fix a problem stemming from rust.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 300,000 2009 to 2012 Ram 1500 pickup trucks worldwide. The recall mainly affects trucks in cold weather U.S. states and Canada, where salt is used on snowy roads that cause fuel tank brackets to rust, though the remaining structure, we're told, will stop the tank from falling. Fiat Chrysler says it's not aware of any crashes, fires, leaks, or injuries due to the problem. Dealers will reinforce the Ram 1500 tank brackets.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. An attempt at making a viral video ends with a man dead and a woman in jail.
Planning to post the video on YouTube, a Minnesota man held a hardcover encyclopedia in front of his chest and had his girlfriend shoot him with a pistol from about a foot away. The book did not stop the bullet, and Pedro Ruiz died. He was 22. The girlfriend, Mona Lisa Perez, gets 180 days in jail, pleading guilty of second-degree manslaughter. She's also prohibited from ever owning a gun again or from making any money from the story of the shooting. The prosecutor says Perez tragically believed her boyfriend that the stunt would work. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Recapping Wall Street again, the Dow finishes with a rally up 115, but the S&P and the NASDAQ both finishing with losses. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Here's what's trending right now on stgeorgenews.com. As part of a nationwide call for ending school violence, about 100 Cedar High School students spent part of their morning out of class. The students at the Cedar City School spent 17 minutes circling the school's track yesterday morning on the one-month anniversary of a deadly school shooting in South Florida. Students at schools across the country left class for 17 minutes to honor the 17 students and teachers killed. St. George News reports Cedar High students were not punished in any way for their participation. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a house fire in St. George. Crews were called to the scene on 540 North yesterday afternoon and found smoke pouring from the garage. St. George News reports the firefighters were able to quickly extinguish the flames and limit the damage to about $20,000. No one injured by the fire. Weather for the area, cloudy and a 60% chance of showers. 53 for the high today. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
I don't care if it takes the entire show today. We will not stop until we figured out all of our gender options. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
In campaigning for the president, I've come across states where they would have pure primaries and also caucuses. And I think the caucus rewards effort, people who are determined, people who will organize, and people who believe in something. And that way, I think there's a better representation than just depending on somebody corralling the 51% and having their ways because they have more money than the other group. It neutralizes what somebody can do just with a lot of money. And I think that's what is important. That's why I endorse the caucus.
Hello again. How are you today? All right. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty because
it's Thursday.
And we're that much closer to the weekend. You know I live for weekends. And welcome to the show. You're welcome to call up 888-673-1450. We'll talk about Utah in this hour and would love the phone calls for sure. By the way, Smiles Restorative Utah, get over there. SmilesRestorativeUtah.com is the website. Book an appointment. And I'm telling you, you'll get it done so much cheaper there than any place I've heard of. And they have three amazing doctors that do it all. And I just have never seen anyone beat those prices and that quality. So make sure you get over to SmilesRestorativeUtah.com. They're fantastic. Wow, so much. The bridge collapse. That was an Insta bridge in Florida.
No wonder it collapsed.
Well, it swings into place. And of course, when something like this happens, what's so interesting to me is the company that built it comes out and goes, "We're all about safety." Well, no, you're not.
How come your bridge collapsed?
How come your brand new bridge collapsed? Yeah. Anyway, so
I'm not an engineer, but I imagine that to install an Insta bridge is really hard to engineer safely.
I would think it swings into place and out of place. Anyway.
But it could have been a manufacturing problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. So that's kind of the top news story right now. Several deaths. This was in Florida, and so we'll have to kind of see how that story plays out. But
worst comes to worst, they can outlaw the bridges.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, I wasn't going to go there, but okay.
I didn't go there. I didn't say a word.
All right. Run. By the way, the video from Broward County was finally shown. But
oh, they did have video.
Well, let me retract that because the video shown is so interesting. The video shown shows that at 2:22, before shots were fired or the alarm went off, that there was a officer, and all it shows is no one else, just an officer running from the one point of the building to the other point of the building, and that's it. So it was the resource officer. So it just shows him running outside because they said that shots were fired. Shots weren't fired at 2:22, but that's what they said, and so that's the video they showed.
So he was in the building at 2:22.
No. It doesn't show anything like that. It just shows the outside of the building and one officer
running from
door to door, but not going in.
But he wasn't even on the premises when the shooting started.
Yeah.
So he was maybe checking to make sure the kids were locked in before he left.
Yeah.
Anyway, very strange that that's the only video they'll come out with, because they have video of the whole thing.
Of course they do.
They have inside
of every
corridor
inside the school.
We've had these videos since like 95, we've had, or 98, we've had cameras in the school. I mean, even before that probably, but I know Columbine had cameras all within the school. And so, yeah, that's the video that they're showing. One officer outside, and when they're explaining the video on CNN, they're saying, well, shots were fired so you can see him running, but then he doesn't go in. Okay, shots weren't fired at 2:22. Look at the time on the video. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all trying to backtrack, provide some sort of something. Yeah.
Thank goodness the American people are stupid.
I know. No, seriously. I mean, I hate to say that too. It sounds really mean, but people just won't wake up. I mean, this thing is.
No.
I don't know how you could put these pieces together and not have questions, but holy cow. Yeah.
When did they release that? Just today?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I've been busy all morning.
I mean, that's really all it shows. It's one guy running. I mean.
And you can't really tell who he is, right?
Nah, probably. Yeah, it's kind of great. I mean, yeah.
Even though, really, the video, if you actually had the video, it's probably crystal clear.
Yeah. And then they said, well, there's your proof, everybody. So everybody, end of conversation.
Proof of what?
We don't really know. They just left us hanging on CNN. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
This is Local Hour, right?
Yes.
Am I stuck on the roadway with these very same people that are ignorant of what's going on in this country?
Are you stuck where?
On the roadway?
On the roadway.
Yep,
I'm on
that's
the road
them.
With some really lame drivers right
Ooh.
Now. I think they're these same people that are blind.
Ouch.
See what's going on.
Ouch.
Deaf, dumb, and blind.
Well, thanks for that. Appreciate your phone call. I had to mention that because I watched it before the show and I was a little dumbfounded that that's what they released. So
I wonder if there is any correlation between political ignorance and poor driving.
Well, I'm not even going to comment. Hi, caller. I'm out. Caller, hi. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hey.
Yesterday, Melissa mentioned the Children's Crusade.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of that crusade, most of those children were sold into slavery.
Well, it seems that way by the public school districts all across America. The ones that participated, I should say. Not everyone participated, but they were sure bullied into it by saying that, you know, I know that one kid spoke up in Illinois and said, you know, well, I don't want to march. And the teacher said, what, you don't care about the dead children? So I think there were kids that were bullied in that direction for sure. And then another school actually said, well, we made it into a nice, everyone hold hands and do nice something for each other. So we'll march for that.
We always say, man, you can really learn from history and these people aren't doing it.
Yep. Let's all put on armbands and go marching for the youth. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. It's sad. We're in spring break, so... We weren't up against it, but had that happened at these schools down here, I would really hope that we would have the fortitude to say no to something like that, and that we wouldn't have joined in the indoctrination, political indoctrination of our youth in that way. I would hope.
Was doing the indoctrination? Yeah.
Well, it came from the school districts, which came from the state boards, came from the state.
But who was carrying it out?
The teachers.
Oh, the teachers.
Yeah, the teachers were. Yeah.
I'm about tired of hearing that.
I know. A lot of them in California were forcing. They said, no, you have to participate.
No, no. They're absolutely a knowing part of what's going on in the indoctrination of our children. And I'm really getting tired of hearing excuses made because they're teachers and they're sacrificing to educate our children because they're not educating our children anymore and they're indoctrinating them.
Yeah.
And that's just a fact. Look
not
at the
all.
Level of
I have to say not
of course
all.
Not all. Okay. But not enough of the not alls are doing anything to stop the alls.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
It's a bad situation. The teachers they're the front line of defense against this and they're not doing anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I totally get it. It's really sad. Hopefully, those that are running for office are filing today. This is your deadline today. And there's, I mean, obviously, many people down here in southern Utah are going unopposed. So please run. I think somebody needs to grab Lowry Snow's seat. I wish Ibsen was up for re-election. Snow's seat and, oh gosh, so many around here. His, Brad Last. Yeah. Brad Last. Please, please, somebody in
Well, and the entire House is up for election.
Yeah. And by the way, I know that caller said that that Brad Last district falls into Washington City. It doesn't. So from what I've learned, it does not. It's like Leverkin and Hurricane, all those areas. Hurricane's at the heart of that mm-hmm. district. Anyway, get Brad Last out. He horrifies me. He is within the little inner sanctum circles of everything. And I definitely. There isn't anything he's done for your liberty in the, how many years? He's been in like 16?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
My big fear is that I'm going to be forced to run one of these days.
You really ought to. And I think a lot of people were thinking about it when we put that call out. It was like, oh, okay, well, maybe I should. If you really and truly, I mean, if you need to get on your knees and ask, get on your knees and ask. Do something.
Do something
to help.
Decide.
Yeah,
discern what's going on.
We're losing in this battle right now, and there's only a handful of people that I actually trust in government. That's really sad.
Well, I'm going to make a decision then about the next election, because you do have to be prepared. I mean, you can't just say, okay, I'm going to run.
Right.
So I'm going to really start giving it some serious thought for the next election.
Okay. I hope everyone out there listening would at least sort of do kind of a, you know, a moment where they ask themselves if this is something they can take on, because we and those, please, not liberals or Democrats, please, 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 no more of that. No, we need people that get it, that understand what's going on and really see the world.
And the world really is getting, mm-hmm. even on the local level.
Yeah.
There's a story. Yeah. There's a story that we're going to discuss today that's a local story that should absolutely have the public irate in the city of St. George. Irate.
Yeah. We're going to come back and talk
about it. I can't believe it.
And what's funny is it really flew under the radar.
Yep.
And I don't think anybody would actually pick up on that if they weren't really thinking about it or asking the right questions. That's the problem. And so you know, we just don't ask. We just don't ask.
Well, there's a glaring question that doesn't get asked. Mm-hmm. And that's the amazing part to me.
Yeah.
Is when you read the story and it all sounds okay
mm-hmm.
until you ask that one question.
Right.
And then things right. explode, aren't
they? Right. Talking about stepping up, Ryan Bundy's running for governor in Nevada. I think that's really cool.
That
by the
is
way.
Cool.
Yeah, he'll probably come on at some point. We'll talk about it. But yeah, I thought that was cool. I mean, good, 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 good. See, I think any of us out there listening could step up. And, you know, people have asked why I don't. And
well, you have to give up the show.
Yeah, I'd have to go off the air.
I would too.
Yeah, and right now I can actually reach far more people, and I can mm-hmm. bring on guests that we need to hear from, and mm-hmm. This is the medium in which I choose to participate, because this is where I can do the most educating, and so this is my forum. But everybody has their thing, right?
Right, and we've talked about this. This really is your calling, and that's what it is a calling. And someone else may be called to write articles, and someone else may be called to actually run for office.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. It's been it's a labor of love, because and it is when you serve too, if you can do it right.
Yes.
When you're not taking people's liberty and voting the other way on them, lying to them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so it truly, it's a labor of love. And I always appreciate all of your support too. So thank you for that. It's felt and needed. You can always donate to the show too. Those donations are vital to the show. So I always appreciate that. Thank you so much. And when we come back, I want to talk about that that issue, because it's an issue that really would fly under the radar mm-hmm. unless you started asking the right questions. And it involves City of St. George and funding and what do we buy and what do we allow as taxpayers in our name? Because we're not getting those decisions, are we? We're not part of that. So
nope.
Brings up a good question. We'll be right back. KateDalyRadio.com, Kate Daly Show.
Hey, I'm going to take a wild guess that you probably like to save money. Am I right? Yeah, I figured as much. Then you're going to absolutely love this. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where you can save a lot of money at our anniversary sale. We've got rollback prices on all the best brands like Serta and Beautyrest. You can't not save money right now at our anniversary sale at Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
AWI has joined with Router Limits to provide comprehensive web management. What does that even mean? It means they provide you with protection, control, and visibility to all your devices, whether you're at home or on the go. For the kids, block everything during homework time, or just allow specific educational sites. For everyone, turn off access to social media during dinner or work hours. Easy enough for home, powerful enough for business. AWI, connecting your world.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shane Priest with Balanced Healthcare. On March 21st, we're having our monthly seminar, and this month's topic is joint health. Aren't you tired of hearing your doctor say that your joint pain is because of your age and there's nothing you can do about it? Well, I am. We're going to dig a little deeper into the cause of joint pain and share solutions based on the latest research. So come learn with me, 6 p.m., March 21st, at the Holiday Inn next to the Convention Center. To register, call the office or visit our website, balancedhealthstgeorge.com.
Are you downsizing or buying a new home and have more furniture than you need? Class Act Consignments is the best place in St. George to take care of your downsizing problems. Class Act Consignments is looking for good quality furniture that you no longer need. Plus, they offer free pickup for local senior citizens with a 25-mile radius. And stop by Class Act Consignments to see all the beautiful furniture they have that's looking for a new home. Stop in today to Class Act Consignments, located at 2357 Santa Clara Drive across from Dutchman's. Class Act Consignments.
At HSL Ammunition, we are committed to making the shooting sports fun, affordable, and safe for the entire family. As advocates of the Second Amendment, we are proud to stand behind our products with our 100% satisfaction guarantee. At HSL, each and every team member is passionate about their work, and that quality can be seen in each and every round we sell. Stop in and pick up 1,000 rounds of 9mm for $169 or 1,000 rounds of .223 for $265, with many other calibers available as well. 583 North, 3050 East, just down the road from Costco. HSL Ammunition.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic with every model on display. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And Beehive Homes. When you want the highest level of care for your loved ones, go to BeehiveCare.com.
In this corner, weighing several tons, the challenger, your house. And in the red corner, weighing next to nothing, the undisputed champion of the world, Wildfire.
Well, Lou, this should be quite a monumental battle.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near house.
That's because house is landscaped with water retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And Bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, Wildfire is down!
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with Wildfire? Visit Firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's Firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. A little Sly for you. Sly and the Family Stone. Welcome back to the program. You can email me, Kate at katedalyradio.com. You can also catch us on iTunes. And of course, all the podcasts are on SoundCloud right on my website. So you can go to katedalyradio.com and grab that. And I also wanted to mention Inside Out Hyperbarics. You know, what's interesting about the hyperbaric machine, it was actually invented in 1662. A British clergyman invented it. He was a physician, too. Built the first hyperbaric chamber. And then since the 40s, this treatment has been standard treatment for military divers in the U.S. And then people started realizing it could do more than that. And so the treatment involves early administration of oxygen, right? And so you're getting this, your patient breathes in pure oxygen in a pressurized room. And then by bringing more oxygen into the bloodstream, a treatment is thought to enhance healing in a lot of different areas. In fact, when I say that, I mean it. Decompression for sickness, acute traumatic, all kinds of crush injuries, air, gas, embolism, you name it. Carbon monoxide poisoning, thermal burns, soft tissue infections, cancer therapy from radiation.
Yep.
This is great for radiation injury, skin grafts, all kinds of stuff. So make sure you call Inside Out Hyperbarics. Sometimes a few sessions will help you. And if we can help you, let's do it. InsideOutHyperbarics.com, or you can email them at InsideOutHyperbarics@gmail.com. But they're on 700 South, and get over there for some help.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
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 I, you know, this isn't just a complaint. I want everybody to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't start asking these questions, we're really failing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an article, it was in St. George News, an article on the city mulling over putting a food truck park in the place of decrepit homes next to the St. George Library. So I caught the headline and I thought, the first thing I caught was decrepit homes. And so the idea sounds good. A food park.
Yeah, somebody would go, oh, cool, a central location.
Yeah, a food truck park. Now, they have, and the mayor has visited one up in Halliday, and it's supposed to be really nice, and it attracts people to the area. Okay, so question number one, why is the city in charge of this?
Great question.
If it's a great idea, isn't it an idea that a private sector person would get involved in?
And I would think buy the land and then
buy the land and
lease,
set something up lease it to the food truck people, and it's a great location right near the city town square park and the water feature and all that. But the real question that smacked me right between the eyes was
that nobody asks.
That no one seems to care about or ask is, why does the city own these decrepit homes to begin with?
Ooh.
Who owned them before they became decrepit? Who were they purchased from?
Who determined they were decrepit?
Was it my brother, my sister, my uncle, or somebody else's uncle or brother or sister? Why did the city purchase these homes? Why weren't they just sold on the open market?
Right. Now, we've heard of this before for roadways or...
Well, that's different.
You know, of course, you have eminent domain, right?
Right. And then this is not eminent domain.
No, this was just...
This was just somehow the city ended up owning these homes. Was it for property tax or did they buy them? Now, if they were forfeited by property tax, okay, that makes sense. The city... But is that what happened? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
We just know that the city... So now do they want to spend $35,000 to tear them down and make a parking lot for food trucks? And they're promoting it like this is a really great idea, and they've already done it at a few other places.
And so
it sounds good. The Soho Food Park up in Halliday.
So the focus is on the idea and not why are they involved in this and why are they doing it and how are they doing it.
No, the focus is always on what a great idea.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. Yeah, well, if anybody's been to the library at any point in time over there, especially during the weekends or in the afternoons of the summer, where they park for the water park feature in the same area, the parking's atrocious.
Yep.
If they need anything, they need more parking for the library and that whole water park in the park. They don't need to park giant food trucks and have people eating. They need to have cars parked.
But if you own the property and you're leasing it to the food trucks, you're going to make some money, right? So the city's making some cash. Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks.
The callers,
yeah,
absolutely
appreciate
right.
that. You're right on the money.
If the city owns it, then do something worthwhile with it, because you can't park there.
Right.
I mean, when you go to the library, it's always difficult to park.
Yeah.
When that water feature's being used in the summer, there's no parking. So build a parking lot then.
Right, right.
But to what they're talking about is starting a city-owned business.
Well, not only that, Melty, they are providing competition for the brick-and-mortars that have already been there.
Right.
So Main the city's instigating more competition for them. Not just a private owner coming in and buying the property and putting up a business, which they'd have to compete with naturally.
Exactly.
They're competing against the government, really, because it's the government's business. Now, should the government be in business?
Well, we know the answer to that.
Well, there's no real... What's strange about this is, from what I can find, there's no real concrete laws on this. There's no law forbidding them to go in and buy houses. There should be, because they're using tax money to do it. I mean,
course.
Our tax
they're
money to do it.
They're using our tax dollars.
And we don't get a say. So all of St. George that's listening, you own two houses down there that are decrepit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what we paid for them. And I'm going to guess it's top dollar. Now, did we buy them in a decrepit state, or did we just let them go into a decrepit state? What happened?
Or even if they were forfeited for taxes, then shouldn't they just be sold to a private party to recoup the tax dollars that we lost?
You would think. It's a great question.
But no, the city now is taking that property for whatever reason they own it and talking about starting a business. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be helping the food trucks, which is great, but they're going to be hurting the restaurants that are already on Main Street, which there's quite a few, actually. Mm-hmm. None of it makes sense, and none of it is what city government is for. So I really would like people to write the city council and ask. You don't have to call and complain. Just ask, what's going on here? How come we own these properties?
Yeah, and what did you pay for them?
Yeah, what did we pay for these properties?
Right.
And
when? I mean, I'd like to know when.
And is this the only option that we have, is to create a food truck park?
Yeah. Is this why we're taxed to the hilt, but the budget keeps going up?
Yeah. And if it does make a profit, are my taxes going to go down because you're reaping some revenue here?
Right. Because you're in business.
But that never happens.
Nope.
They earn revenue on something like this. But they don't say, hey, we earned $182,000 this year. We can lower some tax.
Yeah. Like it's kind of like the burden of putting up with all the tourists every single weekend now in St. George.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get any tax break.
But it brings in so much money.
Right. But we don't get a tax break from it. We don't get to see anything. We don't get a benefit from that other than you own a business. You might pick up,
you might get some extra business.
Customers. Yeah. But for all of us that don't, there's no great side of that, other than we're stuck in traffic, massive traffic.
And so, I do believe the vast majority of people in St. George are not business owners.
Well,
there are.
Well, they're lawyers, dentists, and we have certain industries here that are huge.
This one really threw me.
Well,
like I never knew that the city owned these houses.
What else do they own?
Yeah.
I'd actually like a list of all the real estate holdings that I own through the government.
Really? Wouldn't that be interesting?
I actually would like that. I think that would be really cool to be able to, spec that out and say, hey, I really want to know.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Those houses that the city owns, they lease them back at a really low rate. They're not really making any money on the businesses.
Who do they lease them
to? To think that they're purchasing them and then making money back, they're not.
What we're talking about is if they turn it into a food truck park and they charge the food trucks to be there, which they would, then what? Then they are making some more money than possibly like a rental for a home that's a low lease. Right. But why are they buying the properties is my question. Why are they buying them in the first place?
If you look at the houses that they currently own that they're leasing back, they lease them back at a very low rate.
But why are they buying them with our tax dollars? They're buying real estate, so they're in the real estate business. So why is that, do you think?
So they can exploit our tax dollars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And we don't get a say in that, so that's concerning at the very least. Thank you for your call, though.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
Well, the caller's point is correct. Mm-hmm. They're not probably really making a profit. Mm-hmm. And that's the really ridiculous part of it. They invest our money. They buy property. Then they release it back to the food truck people at a low rate so that there's really no profit margin there because they're barely probably getting back what they paid for the property. But
they're introducing that competition to the brick and mortar,
yes.
But that's not like an entrepreneur that's up against skin in the game, trying to make it. They become competition, and if they fail, they go out because there's no failure in this because they just keep taking our tax dollars for this.
Well,
so that wouldn't be a... There's no skin in the game for the government.
But it also opens the door for some underhanded things to be possible. For example, let's say that I was related to somebody on the city council, and I owned one of these decrepit homes.
Your uncle.
In downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got the city council to vote to buy that home for too much money.
Way too much. When they sold
because it's a decrepit home. I mean, how much is it worth?
Well, they paid $1 million for the Electric Theater, and that was
a little bit much.
A little.
Something doesn't. Mm-hmm. I guess the term I want to use is smells fishy.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So here's the deal. So why aren't we getting these bulletins? Now the city is going to buy these two houses. Now the city wants to buy an entire block. Now the city wants to upgrade this entire block. I don't ever see when they're in the real estate business. We don't ever see that.
No.
We're not told this as a people that's what they're doing with it, right?
I don't remember ever hearing a word about this in any way, shape, or form that the city was taking control of these properties for what reason. You would think that would all be announced publicly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it may not all be the city's fault. Maybe it's like the news reporters in town aren't reporting it.
Yeah. Well, I've also heard like the BLM owns properties like houses too.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of interesting that government's allowed to do that without any oversight. That's strange. And why isn't there? And I think it's a great question to ask because that was never the role. So if that's not the role of the government and the government is not supposed to compete with local business, never. But that's what they're doing all the time. They're doing it with roads. They're doing it with you name it. They're competing. And that's there was a comment in this article about their role to do something with downtown, right?
Uh-huh.
What was that? It was like we're responsible, sort of like in Washington City when a council member there said, we're responsible to bring people here. No. No, you're not. Nope, that's not your role. And really has the role confused. And so this is kind of that same, this is that same line
same
of thinking.
Kind of a
it's
deal.
The role is confused into thinking that the city must energize business in downtown. Why? If downtown was good, then business owners would go there to start their businesses.
Uh-huh.
So why the city using tax dollars to re-energize?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Now here's a description.
Mm-hmm.
The St. George Support Services Director, Mr. Mark Mortensen, this is what he said about these two homes during the last city council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's nothing historic about them. There's nothing redeemable about them. As a taxpayer, I was pleased to know that I own two homes that are not historic or redeemable in any way. What the heck? Nothing historic and nothing redeemable. So you own them. And nobody's blinking an eye.
And why'd you buy them if they weren't redeemable? If they, you know, there was nothing about them that was
I like
positive.
To be able to redeem things. When I invest my money, I like it to be a redeemable somehow investment.
Right.
No, there's something really wrong.
Well, I always get shocked too when just people in general just don't even think about it anymore. We've been trained not to think about it in those terms, that government's always just doing what's right for the people. And so that could just be anything in dreamland. And I feel like they all sit around in a room now and it's like, how can we spend it? What can we do? You know, and that isn't their role either. The role is taken the tax dollars, and there's several things that you can spend it on, done. That's it. It's an easy job, but they've made it into this huge umbrella.
Yeah.
So, right?
And they just, do things.
I don't know if they're bored. I don't know what the deal is.
Wow.
Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
St. George Auto Gallery in St. George Auto.
Hey guys, Jared here from St. George Auto, and I continually get asked what makes us different and what's our secret to selling so many cars each month. The truth is, there's nothing secretive about it. We have a simple formula that really works. It starts with our inventory. We have a full-time buyer who travels to several auctions to ensure I get the cleanest pre-owned cars on the market. He spends countless hours driving and inspecting vehicles before he even bids on them. Thanks to his efforts, it makes it so easy for me to be competitive on my pricing, which allows you to get a great deal. The quality of my vehicles is why I'm able to offer that free warranty that really takes the stress out of buying a car. Then to top it all off, I have the greatest sales team in the industry. Their experience and hard work ensures you get the best rate possible. So if you're in the market for a car, come see us at St. George Auto on 700 South. You won't be disappointed, and that's the truth.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
Ever been to a doctor's office and felt rushed, like the next patient was more important? At Balanced Healthcare, your first appointment is 90 minutes. It helps us get to the root cause of your health problems so together we can fix them. Visit our website at balancedhealthstgeorge.com. Balanced Healthcare. Be healthy. Be happy.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? To find out, join Abe Ashton on your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoons at 5 here on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
You could spend your savings on one of these fabulous actual items on the internet. A watch filled with real ants, $60. Canned dragon meat, $23. 4-inch violin, $15. Haircutting vacuum, $130. Lickable wallpaper, $15. But before you click to buy a pair of metal-detecting sandals, $60, meet with a CFS wealth advisor at Deseret First Credit Union to come up with a, well, smarter plan for your hard-earned money. A wealth advisor will take a comprehensive look at your financial situation and goals and help you make a personalized plan. For a complimentary, no-pressure consultation with a friendly CFS wealth advisor, call 801-456-7560 or visit DeseretWealth.com. Deseret First Wealth Management is the place to manage your financial goals. That's right. Investments offered through CUSO Financial Services LP. Member FINRA SIPC. Products offered through CFS are not NCUA, NCUSIF, or federally insured, are not guarantees of the credit union, and may involve investment risk.
Hi, this is Justin from the Mattress Store, and when we say nobody beats the Mattress Store, we mean it. Don't miss the floor model savings event going on this week. Take 75% off year-end closeouts and up to 50% off select Sealy Hybrid mattresses while supplies last. With four locations, come in today, sleep well tonight at the Mattress Store on Bluff next to Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Cedar, downtown next to Lynn's, and now in Bloomington by the Walmart. Remember, nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, local hour for you as far as Utah goes. And sorry, Chris Ann Hall will be joining us in the next hour. And just your face says it all, Uncle Milty. I wish everybody was in studio right now. It's so funny. We're talking about the food truck thing. And the city has talked about doing a food truck park on land that they own with decrepit. What was it? Non-historical.
Non-historical, non-redeemable, decrepit nothing, homes that they own.
Nothing good at all about about these properties. And they're thinking about bulldozing them. And then so they own them, and they want to do a food truck park down in the center of the city. And there were comments made that were still kind of reeling from, because it's so baffling to me that this actually was said by somebody in the city council.
Yeah.
So what was said?
So Councilwoman Betty Ariel, she's expressed favor for the idea. And then referring to the Town Square Park area, mm-hmm. she said, I think we need more food. People need a reason to be there. Now,
sorry.
They have a merry-go-round. They have a water feature.
Well, they spent $5 million on the electric theater.
They got the electric theater.
$5 million with
the
renovations.
Library's
the
there.
Library. Yeah, that's true. And we have the new tabernacle. So we have
the new tabernacle.
We also have the street fest.
Yeah, and there's a children's thing there on the corner of Main and 100.
Mm-hmm. We have at least about 6 restaurants down there. 7.
But she nailed it. We need more food, she said. We need more food.
Well,
so we're like animals. Put some food out there and they will come.
I don't even know what to say.
We elected Betty Ariel, by the way, to the city council.
Sorry.
I get upset about a lot of things, but this one really has me
going.
We
are so inundated with restaurants that it's not even funny. We're so inundated. What's hysterical, though, is that this will be the thing that will bring us there. This will be it, and that it's vital and necessary. They are in the business to permit businesses, not run them.
Yeah.
Not run them. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, can I go a little bit off subject on schools?
Okay.
So my daughter is at 6.
Mm-hmm.
We lost you.
Hello? Okay. Go right ahead. We lost you.
And so we talk about kind of what's taught in school, and we've talked about global warming and, of course, what they teach in school. And I don't tell her what to think. I just tell her an opposing view, and she can decide for herself.
Sure.
So, she brings home a quiz that she took, and one of the questions on there says, what would you do to combat global warming? And so she put, there's nothing I would do because it's a result of the sun cycles. You get hot and cold cycles, example of the ice ages.
Right.
And it was marked wrong.
Wait, it was marked wrong?
Yeah, well, she said that they passed the quizzes around, and so whoever was correcting hers raised her hand and gave the answer to the teacher, and the teacher says, nope, that's wrong.
Ooh.
So I had to go in and talk to the principal about it, and I said, you know, you're asking my daughter's opinion, and if it doesn't go with what you teach, I said, you know, it's one thing if you're asking what is taught,
right?
But you're asking her opinion, and she doesn't agree with it.
Right.
And I said, you're removing all critical thinking. I said, I have a really big problem with it.
A really big problem. I'd have a huge problem with that. So what did he say?
What did the principal say?
Yeah.
Oh, she looked at it and she's like, yeah, I do agree, because there's a lot of parents that don't agree with this. And she says, may I keep it and actually talk to the teachers about it? I was pleased with how the principal handled it. I said, I think this is agenda-driven stuff. And I said, I really don't like it. And I said, if that's what they're going to teach, fine. But there ought to be opposing views taught.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, good. Thanks for that. And I'm actually glad that the principal didn't just shoo you away. I'm really glad that happened. By the
Although she may have. In a way.
Yeah. Well...
That's yet to be known.
But they don't teach any opposing view on that.
No, they don't.
It's all indoctrination on global
climate
change.
Yes, it is.
It's your bad child. You've harmed the
planet.
And it
really isn't that far off topic.
Right.
Because the topic is government is out of control in every area. City government, the Board of Education. Public education.
Yeah.
It's all out of control.
Yeah.
And we need to start asking those questions and let people know, hey, we're seeing this, you know. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that he went to the principal is a big deal, because that principal's going to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope, right?
Yeah.
It always has baffled me that they don't bring in other people to discuss things like that.
But I would love to see about 10,000 letters hit the city council office on these properties.
Yeah.
Just 10,000.
You know, ask them, what did you pay for them? Yeah. When did you pay for them? Why did you pay for them? And what did you think you could do here? And what authority do you have to buy these? Now, I know there's not concrete laws against them doing it.
Right.
That doesn't make it right, though.
No.
And it doesn't make it the proper role of government. So I think, you know, when the government sits around and tries to think, what can we do to go into business?
Mm-hmm.
We have created then a monster that gets out of control, because then it's any kind of business, right? I mean, the field is open. I mean, what else are they going to do? They've already bought real estate in so many different places, and we're not talking about school lands. We're not talking about things like that. We're talking about, which the state does, we're talking about businesses like the Electric Theater. That's a business.
Yeah. Well, the real irony here is, I remember a time when the cities fought to even license food trucks because they considered them unsanitary and not a great, and we should have, if you want to eat, it should be in a restaurant with a kitchen.
And they were protecting brick and mortar,
right.
So they were saying you can't just show up and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And here all of a sudden now it's turned, and we approve a food truck.
Very strange.
But that's not even the issue.
It's never the role of a government to decide that a certain area of the city requires you to go down there and spend money, or says to you, what can we do with your money to get you down here? Why? What is the point of that? They're using our money to get us to go spend our money down there?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't even make sense. If we want to go down there, we will. Government should have nothing to do with that decision. And to sit around and take it upon yourselves as kings of the city is what it seems like, to say, I approve of this kind of business there, but not this. And I think we'll do this and not that. It drives me nuts when they do that.
Or
I don't like that kind of...
Well, the other thing is it says to me that they kind of look at us like, you know.
Provide some food, people will show up.
Yeah, we need more food. That one really floored me.
We're still laughing.
So let's get together as a town here and really find out what's behind this.
Right.
Who did they buy? How did they get those properties? Did they buy them from a relative? Is somebody making some underhanded money?
Yeah.
Or is it totally legitimate and just out of purview of the city government?
Yeah, I was doing some research on this, and whether you're listening to this in Missouri, which I know we're live in Missouri right now, and a couple other places that pick up this hour, wherever you're listening from,
it's happening.
It's going on in every city. I mean, to the ninth degree. Like it's huge. I mean, this problem is huge, that they've granted themselves powers to use tax dollars without consent. And if we don't speak up, it'll just get worse. They'll end up buying entire tracks, housing tracks, right? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, my gosh. You guys have really hit a nerve with this one. Where I live is probably the worst at this, or the best, I guess, from your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But about 20 years ago, the city that I live in literally built a building and then leased it to a prominent business owner as a grocery store.
Ooh.
Leased it back.
Ouch.
And then they bragged about it. They bragged about this venture. And they even went as far as to say that the more commercial grocery stores would have a tougher time getting patrons there because of the location.
This
was a prime location between the two towns.
Nice.
And that any commercial grocery store coming in would have it a little rougher, and they were really proud of that. So I wonder what your take is on that when it's so blatantly conniving, but it seems like the people go for it.
You know what? You're exactly right.
Yep.
And they're parading it around as, see what we've done for you people? We've taken your money and look what we're buying. I mean,
it's shocking. We have a giant theater where I live in.
Mm-hmm.
It started out as a little college community thing, and it's grown into this behemoth, and it keeps receiving tax money, which blows my mind, and it fails.
Yeah.
Why is it that anything that, well, first of all, the government shouldn't be engaged in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if it can't stand on its own, my goodness.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yep.
Yeah. I agree. Thank you for that. Really, really appreciate
good
it.
Good call.
Yeah.
And the other thing, and I really hate to do this, but I'm not a journalist.
Okay.
I am not a journalist, never went to college to be a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was a journalist and I did this story, I would have asked these questions when I was doing the story.
Right. Who bought it, when,
but,
why?
But basically, the person who wrote this story just put out what the city wanted them to put out. They didn't ask any questions.
Yeah. We need to ask.
Yeah. That's what it used to be, the responsibility of the Fourth Estate, to keep an eye on this stuff.
Well, you'd think. Not anymore. Have you seen our local, like KSL and all these? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. We've lived in the St. George area for about a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
We come from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
We have not found very many restaurants around that are that good.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
We've heard that.
Well, we have a lot of sandwiches and burgers, but yes.
I mean, if you want to go to Vegas, you can get some stuff that we used to have where we used to live. But other than that, there aren't that many restaurants around that are that great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there's some. It's a handful.
There's a few.
There's a few that do some good stuff. But yeah, I mean, you got your chains, and then there's the locals. But some of the locals do great. But it is. It's harder to find because it's sandwiches and hamburgers, really.
It's not an out to dinner town.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Right.
You know, it's the get dressed up beaded sweatshirt town.
I was talking with a friend about this just today, as a matter of fact, about restaurants, because we were thinking about having a little dinner party. So where would we go to do that?
Right.
And there are a few good restaurants that you can do that. But for the most part, it's sandwiches, chicken fingers,
hamburgers. You never have too many chicken fingers.
Yeah. But that coming from Chicago, the dietary situation, the restaurant situation would be a little depressing for you.
Unless you love sandwiches.
Yeah. I do. But there's a lot of other great things to live here for.
Exactly.
Food isn't, although some people think we need more food.
More sandwiches.
Yeah.
And burgers.
Mm.
Anyway,
okay.
I'm so glad the calls. I love the calls, by the way. And what a great topic. I think because once in a while, we need a real reminder of what government's supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do. We get swept up, I think, in feeling like, well, I drive around in a really nice community, and so if I spoke up and I put government in its proper place, then we'd be living in a shambles. It would be awful. That's actually not true.
That's right.
Do you know if the city just kept their role, businesses here would flourish because they wouldn't have the competition from the city and the restrictions. And if they were in their proper role of government, so it wouldn't be a shambles. But I think sometimes cities would like you to feel that way, be very dependent on their ability to deliver you the city of your dreams. Well, you know what? I don't need a bridge that's gold plated. I just need a bridge.
And one that won't collapse.
And one that won't collapse. You know, you just need certain things, but they don't have to always be done the way we're doing them either. And so it's great to call out government and say, who gave you the authority to use a huge pot of our money to just do with willy-nilly what you want? You know, pickleball courts, that could be privately owned. There's so many things that could be privately owned that we just don't really think about. The city pool, privately owned.
Yep.
If you can make money off of it, and it's not a black hole for cash, then a business would do it, right? A person would do it. Makes sense. On to the national show. We'll take your calls on those topics when we come back. And, of course, go to katedallyradio.com, katedallyradio.com for podcasts. Be right back.
Did you know nearly 70% of adults over 35 in the United States have at least one missing tooth due to an accident, tooth decay, gum disease, or dental fractures? At Smiles Restored, we know how sensitive and self-conscious you can be about your teeth. It's one of the reasons we have so many happy patients who've replaced their dentures or missing teeth with implants. If you're tired of your dentures falling out, have a hard time eating, or can't bear the taste of adhesive, let Smiles Restored help. You can smile again, and with low fees, our patients are always amazed at how affordable our prices are. We love seeing people's lives changed. It might seem simple, but if you've experienced a missing tooth or dentures, you know how hard it can be to want to smile, laugh, or even talk. Call Smiles Restored for your free consultation for dentures or implants. We are confident we can provide you with great dental work at a price that will make you smile. Smiles Restored has offices in St. George and Cedar City, so scheduling your free consultation is easy. Just call 688-2772 or go online to smilesrestoredofutah.com.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.